Hello and welcome to ACAPS Audio Reports. Today we will be discussing what the US aid freeze means for Afghanistan. Part 1. Crisis Overview. On the 20th of January 2025, US President Donald Trump issued an executive order calling for a 90-day suspension of US-funded foreign aid, including humanitarian operations. The administration began sending stop work orders on the 24th of January 2025, along with a pause on new aid. According to media reports, an internal memo allowed continued military assistance to Israel and Egypt. On the 28th of January, amid confusion and calls for exemptions to the pause, U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio announced a waiver for life-saving humanitarian assistance. This is defined as core life-saving medicine, medical services, food, shelter, and subsistence assistance, as well as supplied and reasonable administrative costs as necessary to deliver such assistance. Excluded from healthcare services were some core elements of sexual and reproductive healthcare, including family planning. By the 7th of February, most U.S. aid employees had been placed on administrative leave, with the exception of critical personnel. The suspension of international humanitarian aid came on the same day as the U.S. announcing its withdrawal from WHO and alongside the announcement that Rubio will serve as U.S. AID's interim director. The U.S. is a major humanitarian aid donor. In 2024, according to OCHA's financial tracking system, U.S. funds made up 43.9% of all reported humanitarian funding in Afghanistan. In 2025, the U.S. was expected to provide at least $234 million in humanitarian financing to Afghanistan, around 10% of the total funding requirements of the country's 2025 Humanitarian Needs and Response Plan and around 60% of all funds committed to the response by 3 February. According to the Deputy Minister of Economy of the interim Taliban Authority, around 50 national and international aid organizations across the country have had to suspend operations, in part or entirely, following the stop work orders. The humanitarian impacts of the funding pause and stop work orders will become clearer in the coming days or weeks when organizations have more clarity on which programs can continue under the waiver. That said, the precarious humanitarian situation in Afghanistan means any decline in humanitarian funding or pause in humanitarian operations will have a significant impact on the Afghan population in general and especially on those in immediate need of humanitarian assistance. More than one-third of Afghanistan's population is projected to face acute food insecurity through March 2025. While it is unclear how or whether the U.S. withdrawal from WHO will affect the healthcare crisis in Afghanistan, the country's health system is struggling, and social determinants of health continue to worsen. The combination of continued restrictions, economic stagnation, commodity price increases, and insufficient funding is likely to contribute to a significantly deteriorating humanitarian situation in Afghanistan. Part 2. Anticipated scope and scale. Afghanistan's 2025 Humanitarian Needs and Response Plan called for $2.42 billion US in humanitarian funding to target 16.8 million people out of the 22.9 million considered in need of humanitarian assistance. By the 3rd of February, less than 12% of the plan had been funded, 74% of which was pledged by sources connected to the US government. US funding was primarily supposed to cover food, nutrition, wash, health, protection, shelter, and economic recovery activities. As a result, any disruption to U.S. funding will most likely affect these sectors. It is still unclear what projects might be eligible under the current waiver issued in relation to the stop work orders, but the scale of disruption to the humanitarian response in Afghanistan is likely to be major. Some life-saving projects that should fall under the current waiver are still paused while funds remain frozen, leaving extensive gaps in humanitarian responders' capacity to meet the Afghan population's needs under the 2025 Humanitarian Needs and Response Plan. This report discusses the potential effects of the funding pause and stop work orders in the following sectors: WASH, health, nutrition, food security and agriculture, protection, education, resettlement and emergency shelter and non-food items. To read the full version of this report, visit acaps.org. Follow us on X, LinkedIn, Instagram and Threads at ACAPS Project for regular updates. ACAPS, see the crisis, change the outcome.